the quality of your signal is not very good.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Excellent.
On line one, we have the lovely Emma. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm
very well. Mind, have you got like a bit of a posse there in the background?
We have. I'm calling from Thomas Cook.
Oh, lovely. You listen to us in the shop today?
We do indeed.
Hey, fantastic. That's what I like to hear. Okay, Emma, are you up to speed on your Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Oh, I am indeed.
Wait, do you like chocolate? Do you eat a lot of chocolate yourself?
Oh, I do.
All right, final question. And this is a stiffy. Oi, behave, ladies. It's a family show. Do you remember any of the songs? Can you sing me any of the songs?
Oompa, loompa, doobity-doo. That's all I know.
That's a good thing. Thanks for playing. On the phone, Mr. Darren Brown.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm very good.
We've all seen people like Paul Daniels. We had Yuri Geller here on the Isle of Wight a while ago.
Very good. Everybody, yes. 1, 2, 3. Concentrate, yeah.
Just bend the spoons, Yuri. We don't want to know about your life story and who your friends are. Just get on there and stop some clocks. Come on. Darren, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for taking time to chat to me today.
Oh, not at all. Thank you for having me on. It's a real pleasure. Thank you.
David Dickinson, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning to you, Ian.
Ken Dodd.
Hello, young Ian. How are you?
I'm very well. Richard Wilson, OBE.
Good morning, Ian, and a very happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I wanted to tell you about this. German scientists could be on the brink of a miraculous discovery. A cure for stupidity.
Oh, really?
Useful. Tests are currently underway on what's being described as the world's first anti-stupidity pill.
Oh.
Although tests have so far only been done on mice and fruit flies.
Oh, really?
Which, let's be fair, are not the highest in the sort of intelligence stakes anyway.
Not really.
Anyway, the results are said to be positive, raising hopes that one day a cure could be found for not-too-bright humans. Let me share a story with you. On Saturday night, after I finished DJing at this club that I was playing at, I walked home, and I could hear this music in the background. I thought it was a bit of a party on. And it was about 3:30, and I thought, hey, I fancy a bit of this.
Mm.
Felt still a little bit, you know, up for it. And I was looking around. I couldn't work out where the music was coming from, so I kept walking, and I kept walking, and I kept walking. I was getting closer to my house, and the music was kind of at the same volume. And I thought, oh, maybe it's coming from over the hills, or coming from one of the parks, or someone's having a party somewhere. And, you know, you walk past some walls, and it will cancel out the music, but it wasn't. I thought, what the hell's going on here? And I had a couple, as is my wont. And I got closer and closer to my house. And I was only about, I don't know, 20 metres away. And I thought, where is it? I couldn't work out where this party was coming. Oh, some slamming tunes. It was really going off. What, this is absolutely fantastic.
Oh, no, I think I know what's coming.
Turned out it was my MP3 player on my phone playing. So what, I just had it large in the garden for a bit on my own with my phone. So, the stupidity pill.
Stupidity pill. I wonder if...
We're joined on breakfast this morning by the boy band Blake. Good morning, chaps. How are you? I say
good
boy
morning.
Band, but you're fully grown strapping chaps, aren't you? Good. New album out today. What can we expect?
I don't want that one.
Did you ever go to school and maybe you forgot your gym kit or anything like that?
And you had to do it in your vest and pants. Yes, Langley County Primary School, I'm naming and shaming you, but it was the 70s. Imagine, that would imagine, not happen today.
Imagine that now. Oh no, you've got to do the school run in your cacks. Terrible. You jump into the swimming pool with your white Y fronts on. They would promptly come off and float to the surface. And as you came up, it just looked like someone to park your bike.
Santa Meredith Brooks and Bitch. Not very appropriate, but
no, it's not. How do we get away with that? Because is that not swearing?
Well, I think
I know
it is.
It's a song title, but
I know.
Well, if you turned around to me and called me that,
you'd not be happy, would
no,
you?
No, and neither would anybody else.
No, no.
It's you see, it's like Madonna. Madonna gets away with swearing on stage.
Foul language.
Meredith
all
Brooks
way.
Calls her song that. She's obviously been a bit risque, isn't she? I suppose it's that whole they like to get people talking, don't they?
Maybe
it's a good song, but yes, the language. A little bit dodgy.
Well, when I had my band Adult Glamour, our first track, Bum Slap, didn't get very far.
Bum Slap?
Yeah.
Why? Such mileage there. I mean, you know, it conjures up such an image in my mind.
We even had
whose bum was getting slapped? Yours or
well,
somebody else? Okay.
You have to see the video.
Really? Yeah. You made a video?
Yeah.
Sounds like a soft porn movie, doesn't it, really?
You can't talk about that in 26 minutes.
Well, it does. Bum Slap. It does. It sounds like something quite pornographic. Adult Glamour. There is. There's a definite. I mean, you called it after your favourite magazine.
No, not after favourite magazine. It fell open on the pages.
Oh,
right.
Oh, of course. Yes.
We were trying to decide a name. I mean, lucky it didn't fall over on page 27. That would have been horrific. There's absolutely no way we could have talked about that.
Good. Yeah, we are going down a pathway.
But it was a comedy slap noise on the tune as well.
Oh, was it? Did it open with a... Ah!
It was a
the bum slap. Boom. And then a slow beat comes in. The bum slap.
It was a good song. It was like the Bartman. You know,
was it? Not do the bum slap. Brilliant.
That's exactly it.
And I wonder why you didn't make it, you know?
Well, the fact that we were absolutely terrible. We were phenomenally bad.
A name like Adult Glamour and your debut track, Bum Slap. You're going places, you are, aren't you? Oh, golden.
One gig at the Bar Pavilion and we will haul off stage.
It does tickle me.
Bum slapping away. Anyway, that wasn't the link that we planned, so let's head forward into the news, shall we? It's coming up in about 3.5 minutes' time.
Ian Dore presents It's a Comedy Balloon Waiting to Pop.